AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A white Chicago police officer who shot a black teenager 16 times was charged today with first-degree murder. The charge came a few hours before a squad car video of the killing that officials fear will spark unrest was being prepared for release tonight. The defense attorney for Officer Jason Van Dyke says his client acted lawfully when he shot Laquan McDonald.
This is not a murder case, despite what you heard in the courtroom. It's truly not a murder case, and we feel that we're going to be very successful in defending this case.
Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez says the video about to be released to the public shows the violent death of McDonald.
It is everything that has been described to be by the news accounts. It is graphic, it is violent, it is chilling.
A county prosecutor in Minneapolis says it'll be up to a grand jury whether to bring criminal charges against police officers in the fatal shooting of a black man. A 20-year-old man has been charged with killing a Northern California artist who was working on an anti-violence mural. President Obama is urging Moscow and Ankara to avoid escalation after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane.
At a news conference with visiting French President François Hollande, the president said he hopes cooler heads will prevail.
Hopefully, this is a moment in which all parties can step back and make a determination as to how their interests are best served.
But he says this does highlight the danger of Russia pursuing its own agenda in the crowded skies over Syria, where coalition warplanes are striking Islamic State militants while the Russians mostly hit Bashar Assad's foes. Still, Vladimir Putin calls the shootdown a stab in the back by the terrorist's accomplices, while NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance stands with member Turkey. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is AP Radio News. Hillary Rodham Clinton wants voters to know that she is no friend of Wall Street, but Wall Street has frequently been a friend of hers and her husband. Since leaving the White House in 2001, the Associated Press has discovered that the Clintons have made at least $35 million by giving 164 speeches to financial services, real estate, and insurance companies. Rival Bernie Sanders accuses Clinton of being too cozy with Wall Street. Stocks managed to shake off an early slump today and end slightly up. The Dow edged up 19 points. The price of crude oil jumped 3% after Turkey shot down that Russian fighter plane near the Syrian border. 19 people in 7 states, including Washington and California, have contracted E. coli in an outbreak linked to chicken salad bought at Costco. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.